So, Limited Run, if you haven't heard, was or is a gaming company that specialized in creating physical copies of download-only games. So games that were only available to be downloaded, they created physical copies for people. Which is the dopest shit, right? Me personally, I only want physical copies of games. I actually do not like getting download copies. But at the same, as like, but it also, like, I've downloaded games before. Don't think that I'm like some kind of contrarian. But it's like, I would prefer to have a physical copy of it just because, you know, at any point in time, if fucking Steam ever shut down, it won't. But if it does, future listener, then yeah, you're fucked. Whatever's in your Steam library, you're fucked. Case in point, what happened to Google Stadia? That shut down, and everyone who spent money on that damn thing was fucked. Not only that, but Google Stadia made you pay full price for games that essentially were either at a discount in other places, or were like essentially you already had. Like you already owned it and you just wanted to play it on the Stadia. Didn't fucking matter, you had to still pay it full price. Luckily, I'm using this as an example, but still, luckily, Google Stadia did refund everyone's money that had the displeasure of using it. But I digress. Limited Run essentially, that process of keeping physical copies alive is cool. Because considering what's going on now within the gaming spectrum, that's what inevitably we're going to be at, where everything is downloadable only. And that's fucked up. I believe their a main thing that they're known for is the Shredder's Revenge, TMNT Ninja Turtles video game that came out recently. Like, they did the physical copy version for that. But in recent events, Limited Run happened to fire an employee, a female employee, matter of fact, because another female employee happened to resurface tweets that this person made, like a tweet that they made 6 years ago, as well as use the info of whom they followed on Twitter as a basis behind getting them fired. And that is the dumbest fucking shit I've ever heard in my entire life. Now, they were like, there was people, like, I think the major things that they like talked about that they were that they saw was like Libs of TikTok, and I'm not sure if it was Ben Shapiro or whatever, but honestly, it doesn't really fucking matter. But essentially, what it was that they weren't leftist shit, right? So because they didn't, like, because she wasn't a part of the clique and believing and talking about the same shit as everyone else who most likely worked there, because I'm pretty sure this company is probably based in California or some dumb shit like that. Because it was all on that aspect, they essentially was like, oh no, it's totally cool to fire her based off of this. Now, it's gotten bad to the point where Limited Run actually made a statement that kind of was like, oh, you're shooting yourselves in the foot because this is a stupid thing to say considering what all just happened. I believe in their statement, they stated that essentially they would never fire someone because of what they say or what they do. But they did fire her because of such things, but that's not what they were about. It was really dumb as it was contradictory, and it didn't help at all, because it still was like, that person is fired simply because of the fact that you all sat there, like, one person complained about who it was that they were following, which is literally none of your fucking business. Now, who you follow on Twitter is public. Like, that's public knowledge, right? Anyone can see who you follow. Hell, I personally have an accolade of what I can assume is bots following me as of recently, and I don't give a damn. I assume they're bots, I don't know. I don't give a fuck. But it's still public information, right? And a majority of the things that I follow on TikTok, I only use TikTok for sharing these fucking podcasts and looking at fucking anime titties, right? Like, I just like the artwork that people do share on TikTok. And hell, it's a hell of a lot better than looking up shit on DeviantArt, I'd say that. But I do have a DeviantArt account. Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. Gotta do what you gotta do, son. But it's still ridiculous that, you know, it's public knowledge. So whoever you follow is up for anyone to see. And if you're gonna be this shitty when it comes to this practice, why don't you fucking do this shit beforehand, right? And it was like, no one would have known anything if your hiring process was that you were systematically going around looking at people's fucking TikTok to see, Twitter, TikTok, whatever the fuck, to see if whether or not they think the way how you want them to think, regardless of if that's actually something that they adhere to. You know, like, it's fucking stupid that this is something that we now have to deal with, or that we're seeing be played out. And thankfully so, there are a lot of people who have canceled pre-orders for games and shit that they have done. And again, the concept behind Limited Run, I totally am okay with. I wish another company would pick up the slack and do it instead. For the love of God, I wish they would. Because physical copies over download all day long. But still, if this is how you're going to act towards people, then fuck you. You know? I might not like downloading games, but bitch, I download games. So, again, it's not that ridiculous. It's not that arbitrary, nor is it like something to be we can definitely go without. You know, and I'm pretty sure there are other companies as well who are doing the same thing that probably was like fighting for contracts or looking out for a majority of whatever. But still, this is something that generally is quite upsetting. It's very upsetting that this should happen. And just to be like, oh, so it's not safe for you to even have a fucking opinion about anything. Like, let alone your opinion be the opposite of what the majority is. And I'm pretty sure that most of the people, like, considering that this happened, most of the people who worked where they worked at were, leftists, liberals, whatever. And they just was like, oh, she disagrees? How dare she? Like, and that doesn't fucking, like, what does that have to do with her being able to do her job? That has absolutely nothing to do with her being able to do her job. If she actively were doing things that essentially was terrible for the company, you could see that it was slowing down production, any of that, then it's like, yeah, you have an actual legitimate reason for firing her. But because this bitch follows different people on Twitter, you got a fucking problem with that? What the fuck? Like I said, I follow basically a bunch of people who draw naked anime people, and I don't give a damn. So, what the fuck? Like, just because of the fact, like, if I happen to follow someone who says some shit that I don't purpose, that I don't agree with, then that means that, like, we're just, like, we're done. Like, just absolutely done. Like, you gotta go. And it's like, nothing about that information has impeded my work ethic at all. But for some reason, you just can't wrap your mind around the fact that we're not of a hive mind. People have different opinions. Hell, politics-wise, I truly believe politics and religion are the two things that you should definitely keep out of the workspace, right? Like, you should never discuss that or how much you pay, how much you make. You should never discuss these things at work, because all it does is it sparks and ignites some shit that is just, it's a rabbit hole that you just can't crawl out of, right? There are some people who take this shit way too seriously, some people who don't take this shit seriously at all, and then some people who just don't understand that other people have opinions, right? So, with that being the knowledge, having those discussions or talking about that shit generally kind of goes against you in the workspace, because it doesn't do anything. It halts productivity for the most part, because basically you got people having a discussion. Now, I'm totally fine with talking about the shit, as long as you're willing to just do that, talk about it. When shit gets heated, then it's like, yeah, this is something you never do again. Because obviously you're taking this shit way too fucking far. You know, it's the equivalent of being scared of saying, like, jokes depending on someone's religion, whether they be Hindu, Muslim, or Christian and shit like that. And then it's like, oh, you can't joke about that because they're, like, super sensitive over their religion. Why, like, so, in accordance to my religion, I don't have to give a fuck. So, now what? Now what do? We have reached an impasse, right? You know, and it's like that shit where it's like, well, I can't do that because of my belief. Well, because of my belief, I can't do that. So, what are you going to do? What can you do? And that's essentially where you, like, that's essentially where it's like, yo, how do you expect everyone to live if they're only adhering to one set of rules? This world isn't filled with one set of people. God, I mean, like, even I have, there's someone that I follow on Twitter. I'm not going to name drop. I don't need to. There's someone that I follow on Twitter who does the most amazing art. Like, I love their art. Like, I just fell in love with it. Every time they post, every time they have a new picture or whatever, I fucking look at it and it was like, yo, this is good. This is great. I adore it. I really want to hire them to work on a comic. Currently, they are working on their own thing. But I would really like in the near future to hire them to work on something for me because I love their artwork that much, right? Their actual Twitter feed is filled to the brim with, like, leftist shit, right? It was like, they draw when they draw, but it's just like, tweet, tweet, tweet about this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing, Donald Trump did this. Shit I do not care about. You know what I did? I just turned off I've turned off being notified whenever they retweet anything. That's it. That's it. That's all I did. I still enjoy their fucking artwork. I don't care about their politics. Why should I? It has nothing to do with what drew me to them in the first place. It was their art. They're still making their art. It's still the way how I like it. And it gets better and better each time I see new shit. Their politics is their own business. Has absolutely nothing to fucking do with me. Whether I agree or I disagree is, again, no fucking business of theirs. They make their art. That's what I like. That's the engagement. That's the tit for tat between us. You draw some shit, hey, I'ma like it. Hey, if I really like it, I'ma retweet it. That's just the way it is. And that's all that it should be. But even if I was to hire them for something and they was to tell me, oh man, can you believe what this happened in the with Congress and this bill that was passed and whatnot? And it's like, I can humor the conversation, but that don't mean that I gotta fucking agree. Nor does it mean that I gotta fucking fire them because, hey, I disagree strongly with that sentiment. That's nothing to do with you being able to do your fucking job. Can you do your job? Yeah, then I don't care. I do not care. And that's how this company should have felt, especially when you had this other goofy bitch come up in front of you and basically act as if this was a life-threatening situation that required another person to lose their fucking job. Like, how was that not, like, the main stress point that people aren't really grasping? Like, someone was fired. Their livelihoods were uprooted. Hopefully, you know, like, they got other eyes on the fire. They got some more shit lined up. They can, you know, they had some money saved up and whatnot, because when this bullshit happened, they was just like, what the fuck, you know? And that, again, hopefully, because, like, regardless of how they feel, it was like, I don't agree with anyone's sudden termination off of some bullshit. Under any circumstance, I don't give a fuck what it is you think you're doing or what it is you think you're representing. Bitch, this shit is dumb. That shit is dumb to have that mindset. To sit there and tell yourself, oh yeah, it's totally cool if we fire her simply because we disagree with everything she agrees with. When that has nothing to do with the goddamn job you hired her for. The fuck is wrong with you? It's crazy that this is what we've come to, but it's just another sign that, like, you need to know shit. The only thing that people need to care about is being able to produce the product that they promised and then keep the customers happy. That's it. Everything else is circumstantial. It's superficial as shit. Because again, they're losing money now because of this bullshit. And the fact that most likely they don't even recognize that that's a bad thing, or that what they did was a bad thing, which resulted in this thing, is more proof that, like, yeah, you deserve every fucking thing that's about to happen to you. Fucking retarded. So I'm sitting here. I just got home. And sitting here eating some goddamn Scooby snacks. And I was about to upload the first half of this. Then I saw that Razorfest and a bunch of other people came out with more information on everything that went down with, about to say Legacy Media, with the fucking, what's the name of this thing? Limited Run, the company. And apparently the person who decided to oust the other person is a fucking brony, right? And I believe a trans person, which also is like, whatever. But they're a fucking brony. And then they tweeted that they would not buy anything from Limited Run as long as a person was working there that they disagreed with on their Twitter bio. I mean, not Twitter bio. They disagreed with because of something that they tweeted fucking years ago. Rageaholic's video was hilarious. But it was like, and then like afterwards, then Limited Run fired said person, right? They didn't look into it. They didn't care. They didn't sit there and think this might be a bad idea, but they fired the person. Not only that, but then it's like, there's another thing you got to understand. This information, like, I'm pretty sure shit like this happens all the time to a bunch of companies because, you know, these people are everywhere. These dumbasses, like, dumbasses are everywhere, right? But the fact that this is such a big deal, or the fact that so many people know about it, I'm pretty sure Limited Run was sitting there promoting the shit, right? Like, they was telling people, like, hey, look who we fired because of some problematic tweets that we believe are problematic, even though it has absolutely nothing to do with her job. And then essentially this trans brony decided to say something about it. And then everyone else was like, no, nigga, that's not the way to do this. That doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, that's crazy. And realistically, it was like the die has been cast and it's too fucking late. But Limited Run probably was like, ah, this is one person's opinion. And they just started telling everybody, right? To sit there and go like, this is how we do it. This is what we do. This is what you want. And then they got the backlash from everyone sitting there and telling them, no, the fuck it is not. Not only does it make absolutely no sense that you would have done something like this, but it does absolutely nothing for your brand in terms of helping. I don't understand why shit like this keeps happening when within the spectrum of where they're dealing with, which is video games, you see what happens to people who virtue signal, to games that essentially go on the woke side, to all this dumb shit that happens when you essentially piss off the bottom line, which is your customers. And to sit there and think, well, how is firing somebody pissing off your customers? Well, it's why you fired that person. Because the customers are people who probably who will have different political views, different aspects, different goals and shit like that. And so all they want from you is to just buy a physical copy of a game, which is already a like that's a crazy market to be in. But now, you know, pissed off your consumer base as well. And it's like this shit is getting spread everywhere. So now you got like a whole avalanche of bullshit that you're going to have to fucking deal with. And like I said, like whatever. Is coming to you, you deserve it because this is your fault. But you're sitting there telling them that, no, we don't think that people should have opinions. It's either our way or the highway. And so because that's the factor, and because we're dealing with it's either our way or the highway, then it's like, okay, people are taking the highway. And then just like every other fucking company that you see this shit happen to over and over and over again, you are going to crash and burn. And for some reason, I don't know why people believe that. I guess by looking at the different companies that have done the woke shit and have continued to survive, that means that'll work for their company as well. Even though when you look at smaller tier companies, that shit has always bit them in the ass and they've always gone under. But you look at the bigger things like, say, Disney, Netflix,
and certain other movie studios that have done woke programming and shit like that. And it's like, well, they're still around. And it's like, well, you don't, well, what you don't get or what you fail to realize is that they've had money. Like, they've had access amounts of money, and they continue, and they continuously keep, like, making one thing that essentially will pay for the other bullshit. But even still, they're still hemorrhaging money. Netflix is in debt. Like, how do people not understand? Netflix is in fucking debt. And they keep making bullshit after bullshit after bullshit. For every one good show, there's at least 20 that Netflix has already released, produced, and had two seasons of that people are like, I'm never watching this bullshit. And the shit costs millions upon millions of dollars to make. And that's just what Netflix is doing. And then you have Disney, where they keep releasing woke after woke, remake after remake, stupid version of something. But then they release that one Marvel movie that might hit a billion, Spider-Man No Way Home. And then that pays for all the other stupid Marvel movies that are coming right after, as well as all the other TV shows that they've done that have all been massive flops. Every single Marvel-associated TV show has been a flop. They have, right? Those things have never been in the press positively. Memes do not count for positive press. It's a meme. There is such thing as bad publicity. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. So it's ridiculous that essentially with your company, with such a limited, even the pun intended, with such a limited base of a consumer, like you have a limited consumer base, which are people who would prefer physical media, especially with all of the bullshit of people basically becoming accustomed to the downloadable shit. And much like what Razorfist said in his video, physical media is incredibly important. Like, I'm, again, wholehearted advocate towards physical copies of games. I love having a physical copy of the game. I like looking at my fucking collection, not opening up a library that I have to wait until my internet's connected, in order for me to see. Like, no, I like being able to look over to my side. On my shelves, I just have rows and rows of fucking movies, video games, and like books and all that shit. So the idea, like, so it was like, didn't even know that this company existed, right? And it probably would have been a company I would have contacted if I wanted a copy of Shredder's Revenge, because that actually was the game I was going to get. Just didn't get around to it. But now I know that, yeah, fuck it. And it, what's crazy is that essentially they're seeing the backlash of this shit, which is that they've gotten massive cancellations of orders. They've getting refunds out the wazoo. Shit is going crazy with all the stuff. And then it's like, you got to wonder, how much did it cost for them to make those physical copies, as well as get ready to distribute them, release them? They had to account for the different people who wanted them and whatnot. All that good shit. And it's just getting massively canceled, one after another. Bam, 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 bam. And it's like, they have to pay for that. And they're getting nothing in return for it. And the only thing that they have to thank for this is some trans brony that they decided was a hell of a lot more important to listen to rather than basically their own gut going, yo, shut the fuck up. Because that's all they needed to do. And it's like, they were so afraid of essentially being on the wrong side of the left that they just immediately cut off whatever they thought was the tumor, not knowing that it wasn't a tumor. It was actually an important, it wasn't a tumor, but it was a piece of you that was so noticeably missing that everyone is now pointing it out. And so now you basically have the ire of everyone for different reasons. And it's something that you definitely can't come content with. So this is beyond fucking ridiculous. Like I said, everything that's going to happen to them is their own fault. Like, people canceling their orders and shit like that. Hey, Godspeed. No one's telling you not to. Nor is anyone saying that making physical copies of games is a bad idea. No, that's actually a good thing. It's just, the market is so, like, that is such a crazy thing to basically piss off the only fan base that you could possibly have for that. The only people who would buy this shit is gamers. And you have in one single swift motion pissed all of them off. And the only thing that you, and it's accounted to just for the fact that it's like, well, we didn't want anyone to feel bad. When that had nothing to do with what it is that you do. So it's like now, and it's like in the long run, like do you, like the here, okay. Here's a quick little insert, I guess would be the apt term for this. The only way that they could recover from this, the only way that they could recover from this, that I would see that people would essentially wane back into supporting them or buying games from them again and whatnot, and then being able to do what it is that they do. The only way would be for them to apologize to the woman that was fired, right? Apology to her, a public apology as well, and that's on all social media platforms that they have, because I'm pretty sure knowing that they did this bullshit, they got all of them. They apologize to her publicly. They offer her her job back. She does not have to take it, but they do offer her her job back as well as multitude of benefits. This is not something that needs to be displayed publicly, but this is something that sincerely they need to give to her, right? They offer her her job back, and then as well, they sit there and issue another statement that they have reflected on what it is that happened, why what they did was wrong, bad, and that they promise to never do this bullshit again. And then from there, they just stay the course. You don't talk about anything else. You don't do anything else. You don't bring up any other bullshit. You never let something like this happen again. You seriously stick with what it is that you fucking said, is that you don't let this shit happen again. But I promise you, not only are they going to double down on this bullshit, but it's going to get so much worse. I promise you that. Why? Because every single time this woke shit happens like this, that is their immediate response. Because these people, when they think like this, when you have people who think, oh my God, you don't agree with the thing that I agree with, you're toxic. These people don't consider themselves wrong. They consider themselves not only right, but holier than thou, right? And then those people as well have a sense of, when someone is criticizing me, it is an attack on me, period. It's not a criticism, it's not a critique, it's not something that I could possibly improve on, it's not a fault that needs improving, it is just a general attack. And like an example would be if someone was like, hey man, your shoes are kind of dirty. And it's like that, all it is someone noticing that your shoes are dirty. It doesn't matter what you did with those shoes, they're just outwardly noticing that they're kind of dirty. Now, whether or not you clean them is up to your discretion, as well as how you respond to this person is up to your discretion. But the response is what'll make the difference between you and this person now fighting, you and this person now laughing or joking about each other's shoes, or you just shrugging it off and going about your fucking day because it wasn't a big deal. It's someone just making an observation on something that honestly has nothing to do with whatever the fuck it is that you're doing. Because it doesn't matter what it is that person was doing at the time in which someone was talking about their shoes. It just don't matter. It does not matter. It's insane that that's the type of people that you're dealing with. But as well, this shit is like, it's like with Disney and Marvel. It's like with Disney and Marvel, and I'm pretty sure Star Wars fans can attempt to say it's just like Star Wars as well, where you have these lunatics in charge of shit that has essentially a noble purpose. Like all the entertainment shit is just meant to entertain. That's the noble purpose that it has. But the lunatics that are in charge of it need to let everyone know what it is that they do, what they don't do, what they will do, and what they won't do. All the time, every time. They need validation from people cheering them on and clapping them and slapping them on the back for every little fucking decision that they make. For every little move they make, they need a Bobby Brown song. I need that to be played every time they tweet, every time they get up, every time they take a shit and wipe their ass. They need that song to be played. Every little step I take. They need that validation because that's just what they consider as, well, the validation of themselves. And without it, they lose their fucking mind, right? And so then these people, like, it's just like when all those people got fired from Twitter and all those people was like, they quitting Twitter and shit like this. You had so many fucking actors like, Elon's in control, I'm quitting. And then they went right back to the shit because guess what? Your brand is your face and people being able to know what you're up to, and movies are starting to sell less and less because people don't give a fuck about actors and actresses. And then they jump right back onto the social media platform that allows them to bitch and moan about every little thing they want to bitch and moan about. So then it's like, okay, now what happened to the little people who essentially were building up a small little following of Twitter? They listened to these actors and actresses, and then they got off of Twitter, and it basically started fucking around with everything that they're doing, or basically whatever they had going on social media-wise or company-wise and shit like that. Well, they're fucked now, because the actors and actresses are so big they got something to fall back on. But the small people, nope, you're fucking out of there. You're out of there because you decided to down a hill that was not worth dying on. I'm sorry to tell you this. This is not the battle of Bunker Hill. Was it Bunker Hill or Bull Hill? Fuck, I can't remember. History, man. Lexington. I know a battle happened there. But fuck, this is dumb. This is so goddamn dumb. This is so stupid. Oh, I really want to finish these Scooby snacks, but I'm talking. This is so fucking stupid. Damn it. I can't stress enough exactly how dumb it is that, like it just is confounding to me that it's like their job had nothing to do with this. As well as the person who was complaining. What the fuck do you lose from this one little thing? What do you lose from one customer? Right? What is it? It's a Family Guy joke. Early Family Guy, there was like, when they were like doing the censoring, it's the episode where they played the FCC song. I'm a fan of Family Guy, suit me. On there was like, the FCC was like, well, one person complained about something that was on TV. And as we all know, one person equals a billion people. And there was like seven people called in on a complaint, and one person equals a billion people. So that means 7 billion people were complaining about that, but only seven of them actually had the courage to call in and talk about it. And then because of that, they started shutting down a whole bunch of shit on television and whatnot. It's so stupid, right? It's just incredibly stupid. But it's like, that's how these people value and see life. That's how they see everything. This is how they relegate everything. You know, it's like someone brought this shit up to them on Twitter, or they talked about it or whatever, and then there was an immediate firing, right? And it's like, that's how you know this is just seeped in like the company itself needs to crash and burn. They immediately fired the girl because someone else got upset at some shit that they tweeted about years ago that had nothing to do with their fucking job. Damn, that's stupid. Like, there's no other way of talking about that aside from that was just stupid. That makes no sense. That does absolutely nothing for the company. And now the company is getting the backlash. So I hope that the trans brony that you guys decided to back, that brony pony that you decided to back, is shilling out enough money to make sure that you motherfuckers are good for years, right? Like they're golden. Like, you ain't got nothing to worry about anymore because of what they did. You're sweet, okay? Just absolutely pristine and precious. And then because of that, you're going to get all the accolades that you could possibly get. You're going to just start making all the My Little Pony video games and physical copies to sell to the brony. All that bullshit. You can now do that. You can do that now because they're going to obviously support you because you have alienated every gamer under the sun for feeling as if one of the last bastions that they have as an escape, which is video games, has a subsidiary, well, not a subsidiary company, but has a company that is just responsible for taking digital copies and turning them physical. And then they decided to tell everyone who has a different opinion from them to go fuck themselves because they immediately disprove and dislike any of that shit. So yeah, good for you. I hope that that is I hope that was a lucrative decision, because Lord knows that it just I'm trying to end on something clever, but it's like I'm so upset because it's so fucking stupid. But Lord knows, Jesus Christ. I was gonna say the limited run thing, but I think Razor Fist said that one. Limited run and had a limited run. Like their run is now limited. But if anything, I hope it was worth it. I hope it was all worth it. I hope when you're sitting there tweeting and retweeting and tweeting again, because I mean they turned off the fucking comments to the shit, so you know that they care. But I do hope that you learned from this, that you gained some insight, not just as a company, but to yourself. I truly do. And to the girl that was fired, you know, I said it before, but I do hope that you were able to find work someplace better. Hell, another thing is that whoever is willing to hire her, nigga, that's just good PR right there. If you hire her for anything, you now immediately will have so many people backing you simply because they're not backing Limited Run. Like, damn it. Oh, damn. But, yeah, Godspeed, Limited Run. You guys pulled the bonehead move, one of the first bonehead moves of 2023. Good going. Fucking idiots.